So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
Agriculture is Saskatchewan, and 620 CKRM is your source for everything ag. Welcome to our newly expanded Saskatchewan Agriculture Today. Here's your host, Jim Smalley.
And a good afternoon. Welcome to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today, brought to you by Seedmasters Nova Series 2. No clever message, just simple, no-nonsense precision. Learn more about the features at seedmaster.ca. Today, we take our usual Friday look at what happened this week with grain markets. Markets are volatile this week, but we're mainly showing downward movement. We look at the one live commercial cattle sale being held in conjunction with Canadian Western Agribition, which has been canceled due to the coronavirus. Real Agriculture looks at delegating a farm job to a futuristic robot. And what do you think one of the worst farm jobs are? Well, that's the discussion there. We have details on a water management research project and a look at containers and a shortage of some containers for moving pulse crops to world markets. We look at demand for oats and pork. A rangeland specialist highlights an extended grazing plan to save money. The farm weather is in its usual spot at the bottom of the hour.
This is Saskatchewan Agriculture Today with 620 CKRM Agri-News Director Jim Smalley.
Grain prices were on the decline this week. PI Financial Commodity Futures Advisor Adam Piccolo says spring wheat futures fell 27 cents a bushel, while canola was down $12 per metric ton.
Well, Jim, starting off on the Minneapolis wheat front, December Minneapolis has declined approximately 27 cents here this week. And on the canola front, lower by about $12 a ton on the January contract here. So it seems that this week there's a bit of a risk-off kind of feeling in all markets, whether it's grain or even the stock market, actually. The term risk-off is used to describe kind of the risk sentiment when traders in the markets reduce their exposure to risk and really focus on just protecting capital. So it seems like before the U.S. election next Tuesday, traders might be in kind of the viewpoint of raising some cash. So in particular this week, one event, clients asked me why canola had such a large range on the day, actually, about $24.3 a ton of a range. It actually declined kind of on late Wednesday night or early Thursday morning. So that was actually caused, it seems, most likely from a stop orders and a limit not put on those orders. And it caused the market to collapse, but however, snapped back quite a bit here. So where does this really leave canola now? You know, my views on canola and really all the grains here, that they could still sell off here in a bit of the short term. I'm speaking with clients about really how much canola they've sold and, you know, possibly protecting some of the prices here still at these levels.
So what is the outlook then next week and beyond? Lower prices?
Well, and that's where the trend, like I mentioned in other previous weeks, was still higher. And it is actually still positive when looking at kind of longer term charts. However, that's when these types of sell-offs, like I did mention last week, you know, it could easily happen. So that's where for next week, I do want to see if this kind of, I guess, lower trend here short term could continue if there's still that risk off sentiment. But you know what, next week again with the U.S. election on Tuesday, you know what, there could just be volatility in all markets, to be honest.
Just a lot of uncertainty right now.
Exactly. And that's where, you know, again, what I follow here are, you know, it's some of the technicals to give my buy and my sell decisions, but as well as the fundamentals. And, you know, the fundamentals are still supportive for some of these grains to keep going higher. But if the funds want to start liquidation on their long side here now in these positions, that's when we could see the markets, you know what, again, stay volatile and possibly go down here a little bit more next week.
Adam Piccolo is a commodity futures advisor with PI Financial in Regina.
back to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today with Jim Smalley on 620 CKRM.
This portion is brought to you by Salford Group. Call your Salford equipment dealer or visit salfordgroup.com. Canadian Western Agribition in Regina is reflecting some major changes this fall because of the coronavirus. CEO Chris Lane says there's one live sale planned. He says the live commercial cattle sale will be held in partnership with Johnstone's Auction Mart, held in Moose Jaw on November 28th.
Yeah, we've partnered with Johnstone's Auction Mart in Moose Jaw around that, and that is it's a cattle sale that is, you know, specifically available to our commercial cattle exhibitors at Agribition. And really, within all the rules of the COVID guidelines, we're able to do a version of that event in person. I expect there'll be a lot of a lot of the buyers online, because that's the way these sales go anyway. But with the facility and the distancing and the rules around that, we can actually put that one together. So that's an exciting thing for us to be able to do, and again, help promote and move some of these commercial cattle for our exhibitors is a big part of what Agribition does in a normal year, and we're happy to be able to do that again this year.
And the sale is actually held in Moose Jaw on November 28th.
That's correct.
Now, tell me about the Agribition Connect Exhibitor Showcase. Just what is that?
So this is an interesting and exciting program that we have undertaken to build, that I think is this isn't really a replacement or one-off programming for Agribition. One of the silver linings to this cloud this year is that we're able to take some time and augment and expand the services that is available to our exhibitors, because, you know, I always keep coming back to it. Agribition's here to help grease the wheels of agribusiness commerce in this country, and this is exactly what this program does. So Agribition Connect is a virtual online Rolodex and business matching program that every single exhibitor, whether you're livestock or trade show or farm machinery, will have the opportunity to take part in. And it's a platform, it's a one-of-a-kind platform that's being built specifically for Agribition that will connect buyers and sellers digitally and virtually year-round. So if you are a cattle exhibitor, for example, you'll be able to upload multimedia content from your operation. You'll be able to upload sale dates and a write-up around who you are and what you do, and all, of course, all your breed and program specifics. You'll be able to link and cross-link to any competitions or banners that you've won or participated in at Agribition. And then we will take that using the platform and connect those exhibitors with international buyers and domestic buyers from across the country in North America.
Sounds a lot like the Agribition Virtual Yard that's also announced at Agribition.
Yeah, that's a version of what we're trying to do with the Agribition Connect, and again, is create a virtual and online space for people to market their cattle the way that works for them. So we wanted to make sure that if you were in the business of marketing your program in pens, that there was an option for you to do that too, and that will all be rolled together and cross-promoted across all of these virtual platforms. Again, and the keystone to all this, Jim, is making sure that we've got enough avenues for all of our exhibitors to market well as possible and as broadly as possible as they would at Agribition any other year.
One of the big things at Agribition is the Beef Supreme Challenge, and I see you've got this year, you're calling it the Supreme Showdown. Just how does that work?
Well, there's a bit of a twist on that one, Jim. The Supreme Showdown is actually, we're able to collect photos from every single Supreme champion over the years at Agribition, and if you're familiar with March Madness and the brackets, that's exactly how we're going to run this one. And this is a fun competition that people are going to be able to vote on and be able to see, you know, Supreme champions over the years compete with each other in ways that they wouldn't obviously be able to do. But thanks to technology and the great audience from our exhibitors that we have on social media, I think it'll be a fun way to mostly reminisce about some of the best animals that have ever been through the show ring at Agribition and see how they stack up against each other.
Chris Lane is the CEO of Canadian Western Agribition, featured in a virtual online event this year because of COVID-19.
time now for Real Agriculture with Sean Haney. Brought to you in part by Karst Holdings in Assiniboia and Schlamp's Integra Tire in Grenfell. Your locally owned Integra Tire dealers on The Source, 620 CKRM.
This is your RealAgriculture.com update brought to you by the Canola School. Get canola agronomic information when you need it on your smartphone, tablet, or laptop. Our library of timely agronomic information is free and available at canolaschool.com. Sean Haney here with RealAgriculture.com. This week on Real Ag Radio, we asked farmers, if there was one job on the farm or ranch that you could delegate to a robot, what job would that be? Here's what they had to say.
That is so easy, Sean. Paperwork. I operate an average size farm for our area. And my wife, like many spouses, has worked off the farm. She doesn't come from a farm background, but we make a great team. And she's not interested in the aspect of the office. But it takes far too much time for all farmers nowadays. The office work is immense. It's overwhelming. And it's just, every time you turn around, there's one more thing to do.
I hear you. Do you find that you got to do it, but you procrastinate? Because I know I do that.
Absolutely. We all push off those jobs we don't like. And then, of course, there's deadlines and time crunches, and jobs don't get done as well as they should. Office work is something I would get rid of in a moment.
Rock picking.
What would you get all the kids to do if the robot was doing the rock picking?
Well, they can shovel grain. There's plenty of grain to shovel, too. Actually did some today, so.
Do you have a rock, like an actual rock picker, or do you do with a loader? What do you do?
We do have a rock picker, but we've been burying rock piles and making some of the land work a little better for us. So once you start doing that, there's always plenty of hand pick, and we put the rock picker away for the year and just do it by hand bucket. And there's the excavator there, throw it in the excavator bucket. But yeah, so all by hand, so.
Last time we were at Agrotechnica, we ran across, I think it was called the Pekka something. It was like a rock picker, but it had like booms on it, and it would roll the rocks to the middle and dump. Oh, yeah. And then it would go into like a bucket, and then you dump the bucket. It was a pretty cool machine.
I've seen some rock rakes like up for sale here and there, but I think that'd be pretty slick. But if I had land that rocky, I don't know if I'd want to be farming. I'd probably put it to grass and buy some cows.
Provided that it did an awesome job grain marketing. But no. No. You know, I'm going to have some of the weed board, the old weed board people. Well, we had that. I said, provided it did a great job.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm sorry, Sean. I made it political. I shouldn't have done that.
That's a great answer. What do you mean? I just hope that the robot, you just want to make sure that your robot was better than the neighbor's robot in grain marketing, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, like you look at some of the markets, the financial markets, and these are computer algorithms that are, a lot of it is being done by that. And you kind of wonder, well, is there such a thing that could be done on the grain marketing side? I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, there you go. That could be a winter project for some smart farm kid to come up with.
I think, that's a good question. It would probably be between seeding or spraying. And I think I would lean to spraying because that's my job all the time. So it would be nice to maybe have a little bit more time off in the summer to spend some time with my family. But I would probably lean towards spraying with, multiple tiny robotic sprayers in between the rows covering a lot of acres, and they come back to a large contraption to dock and refill. It's pretty cool concepts that you see going around right now.
Yeah, I think the lawn chair on the edge of the field beside the water tank, having a cold one and just watching those things zip around, why not?
Yeah, I could handle that. Yeah, or I could virtually watch it from the beach. with a beer in my hand. That would work too.
I'm at the lake. Hold on, honey. I just got to check out what the sprayers are doing. Yeah, they're still flying.
Exactly.
They're
good. Yeah, we're good. Yeah.
This has been your Real Agriculture Update. You can find out more about this issue or many others at realagriculture.com.
Ending.
It's your agri weather forecast on The Source, 620 CKRM.
The official 620 CKRM farm weather is brought to you by Shepherd Realty in Regina, specializing in farm and ranch real estate in Saskatchewan. Call Harry, Justin, or Devon at 352-1866. The 620 CKRM farm weather for today, mainly cloudy sky, wind south 40, gusting to 60, the high plus 7. 30% chance of rain overnight, wind west 40, gusting to 60, the low tonight minus 2. Saturday, mainly cloudy, clearing late in the afternoon, wind northwest 50, gusting to 70, the high 0 tomorrow, wind chill minus 11 in the morning, the low minus 7. Sunday, sunny, the high plus 9, the low plus 1. Monday, sunny, the high 15, the low plus 4. Tuesday, sunny, the high 17, the low plus 2. Wednesday, sunny, the high 14, the low minus 2. Thursday, sunny sky, the high 8 degrees. Normal high is 4, the normal low is minus 7. The sun rose at 7:46 this morning. It sets at 5:38 tonight. And around the province, the hot spot is Maple Creek in the southwest corner at 11 degrees. The cold spot, minus 8 up north, Key Lake. Estevan is 6 degrees. That's plus 6. Saskatoon, plus 2. Swift Current, plus 6. Weyburn, plus 3. Yorkton is plus 1. Regina, cloudy and 0. That's 32 Fahrenheit. Winds are from the southeast at 41, gusting to 57. Humidity, 99%. And the barometric pressure dropping 100.9. Cloudy in Moose Jaw, plus 7. Winds are from the south-southeast at 30. Once again, Regina, cloudy and 0. That's 32 Fahrenheit. Back in a moment.
You're listening to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today with 620 CKRM Agri-News Director Jim Smalley.
This portion of Saskatchewan Agriculture Today is brought to you by McDougall Auctioneers. Get fair market value for your assets with an online auction through McDougall Auctioneers, McDougallAuctions.com. And brought to you by Pattison Liquid Systems, experts in liquid fertilizer distribution. Fertilizer's just better when it's wetter. Pattison Liquid Systems, expect the best. For the second time in the year 2020, container supply issues are affecting Canadian pulse crop exports. Back in March, there were no containers coming to Canada with China in a COVID-19 shutdown. Now there's a huge demand for containers to bring in imported goods from China. Unfortunately, some of those containers are going back to China empty. Last week, German shipping company Hapag-Lloyd announced it was temporarily suspending overseas ag container shipments from North America. An estimated 30% of Canada's pulses and special crops move to market in containers. We spoke today to Greg Northey, Vice President of Corporate Affairs with Pulse Canada.
When COVID first hit, there was a shortage of containers because there was a lot less imports coming from China. And so that was really the source of the shortage then. But since then, we've seen some economic recovery, and there's been a lot more imports of containers coming into North America over the past few months. And that demand is really increasing. And there's right now for North American importers who are manufacturing in China, there's a large rush to get as much product as they can into North America for the busy, you know, Christmas season. Ahead of the various Chinese holidays that are going to be coming up over the next few months that may see a spike in COVID or shut down some factories. And so the demand for containers in China is really the highest people have seen for a very, very long time. And there's waiting lists to get containers, to get stuff shipped to North America. So what that means essentially is that all the shipping lines who have containers in North America are trying to essentially evacuate those containers as quick as they can back to China. It's creating a real tightness in that capacity because they're fine having them go back empty. They want them just get back empty, get full in China, and come back because that's, you know, a high revenue move for them. And so they're essentially making less available for export products like grain from North America, Canada, to leave the country. So there's a real tightness in that container availability right now.
Northey was asked about the time saving to load a container in Canada rather than having it go back empty.
Oh, it can be significant. So if you can imagine, we have essentially two different ways that we load grain in containers. So it can be done at source in the country. So, you know, like the intermobile terminal in Saskatchewan that was recently built. So you'll have the various exporters of grain who would truck in an intermodal container to their facilities in Saskatchewan, fill it with pulses or lentils or whatever they're selling, and then truck it back to that facility. And they would go by rail all the way to Vancouver and get loaded on a boat. And so that can be a shorter sequence to do that. But otherwise, the majority of it is actually going in hopper car first to Vancouver and then getting transloaded into a container in Vancouver and then put on a boat. So you can imagine that the move for them from the country to the port with that full container takes a lot longer, because essentially you're taking that container from the terminal, taking it to a facility, loading it, taking it back. While if you just want to get that container empty, you eliminate all that moves, right? You just rail that container straight from the major commercial center like Toronto, Winnipeg, Regina, Saskatoon, straight to the port and onto a vessel. So you essentially eliminate all that extra movement of that container. And that can be weeks, essentially, where that container waiting to get loaded with grain and then put on a train and out.
Northey was asked if one crop is particularly affected by this container issue.
Lentils are usually the crop that moves in container the most out of Vancouver. Peas are not far behind, though. So ultimately, it's going to affect all of them equally, and it also affects pretty much anything else that's going in container out of Vancouver. So you have malting barley and everything else. Obviously, pulses represent about 60% of everything that's moving out of Vancouver in containers. So the pulse sector is disproportionately impacted for sure, and the special crops sector as well. But put it in perspective for India, where a lot of containerized lentils go, you know, we just had this announcement of the extension of the tariff. This tightness in containers can absolutely create issues in being able to capitalize on the continuation of that tariff advantage, because right now it's extremely tight to get containers and there's no guarantees, right? I'd say for that, for lentils particularly right now, it is a concern for the sector, where it just becomes really difficult to take advantage of market conditions that are existing right now.
Northey says the container issue problem could last until the end of November. Greg Northey is the Vice President of Corporate Affairs with Pulse Canada. There's a big demand for containers to move goods from China to North America. What's happening is that customers are covering the cost of having those containers go back to China empty, rather than spending extra time waiting to be loaded with pulse crops for the return trip. The current situation once again expected to continue through this full month of November.
You're tuned to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today on The Source, 620 CKRM.
This segment of Saskatchewan Agriculture Today is brought to you by Degelmann Industries. Look to Degelmann for the most reliable, dependable, engineered tough equipment on the market. Increased demand for oats not treated with glyphosate is helping push up producer prices. Scott Shields is the procurement manager with Grain Millers in Yorkton.
With Richardson now going to a glyphosate-free policy in the new year, the same as we've been for the last 5 years, that definitely can pressure the market a little bit as well, because there's a finite supply of glyphosate-free oats versus just oats in general. So I think we're poised probably for a little pullback here in the next couple of months once everybody gets a bit better supply bought. But I do think there's going to be strength out into the new year, through the spring, and into the summer.
Shields talks about the current oat prices.
The bushel bids for the spring and out into the summer on oats in this area, Manitoba, there's bids over $4 already. So those are prices we didn't see until the late spring and into the summer last year. Now, we are confident there is a bigger supply than a year ago, but it's still, I think, a lot of people trying to get out in front of that, the buyers, the millers.
From oats to pork, suppliers have been stocking up to hedge against possible COVID-19 risks this winter. Tyler Fulton is the Director of Risk Management with Hams Marketing Services.
The individual companies along the supply chain are simply trying to secure those supplies so that they can operate with some degree of certainty in light of a second wave and possibly more shutdowns. So we've got huge volatility in individual cuts, and that's contributed to a lot of uncertainty as to where the market is going to go. So demand is really difficult to put your finger on right now.
Fulton says pork producers were really active in terms of forward pricing 10 days to 2 weeks ago, so there's a lot of price protection in place for the year 2021. The provincial rangeland specialist in Kindersley says producers can save a lot of money by extended grazing. Cassandra Schroeder is the rangeland management extension specialist in Kindersley, and she explains further.
Did you know that extended grazing can decrease winter feeding costs by over 40%? Extended grazing involves making provisions for cattle to graze beyond the normal grazing season. It includes practices like stockpiling perennial forages, swath grazing, bale grazing, corn grazing, and utilizing crop residues. Not only do these practices lower equipment and labor costs compared to conventional winter feeding systems, they also improve nutrient cycling. Nitrogen and phosphorus recovery in extensive feeding situations can be 5 times greater than when manure from pens is spread back on the land. Feeding out on tame pastures is a great way to capture more of these important nutrients, but don't feed out on native pastures. Feed may contain weed seeds, and the disturbance caused by feeding increases their chance of establishment, so feeding locations should be in areas that are easier to monitor and control. Extended grazing can have great economic and environmental benefits, but it does require some forethought. Extra considerations need to be made to ensure that water is available, shelter is accessible, and feed quality is sufficient for the animal class and condition. And of course, the weather won't always cooperate, so a backup plan to feed cattle still needs to be in place. If you need help with extending your grazing season, contact your local Saskatchewan Agricultural Regional Office or call the Ag Knowledge Centre at 1-866-457-2377.
Cassandra Schroeder is the Rangeland Management Extension Specialist in Kindersley.
Today.
The Market Updates with Jim Smalley on The Source, 620 CKRM.
Market Update is brought to you by Scott Bjornson of Hall's Wealth. For more information or to book a free consultation, call 1-800-284-9999. And brought to you by Nelson GM, Assiniboia and Avonlea. If you are a Costco member, get huge savings on current 2019 and 2020 SUVs right now. Grain prices at Viterra were showing downward movement in early trading this morning. Canola fell 50 cents at $4.8727. Number one Red Spring wheat dropped $1.88 at $2.3287. The rest were unchanged. Durham, $2.7925. Feed barley, $2.0970. Flax, $6.5392. Oats, $1.9053. Yellow peas, $3.0289. And feed wheat, $1.8372. Minneapolis spring wheat December futures fell 2.25 cents at $5.50 a bushel.
It's the Livestock Reports on The Source, 620 CKRM.
The livestock quotes are brought to you by the Weyburn Livestock Exchange. Call Weyburn 842-4574. And now, the latest quotations.
This is Grant Barnett with the Market Report. Heartland Livestock here in Moose Jaw, just under 5,000 here for the week before Halloween. Another full load of Charolais and Simmentals here for Tuesday. We have seen quite a price adjustment in this calf market in the past 10 days. They say barley's taking off, and this finished product is $1,700 to $2,200 live. That's all they're worth right now. Here's what happened at our Angus sale: 430 to 500 pound black steers from 215 to 245. The 5 to 575s from 193 to 215. 575 to 650 from 184 to 195. 4 to 550 weight heifers from 175 to 195. And the 550 to 650s, 166 to 172. The 600 cows on offer here Thursday, they were steady to last week. A lot of 67 to 73 cent cows. Sales right up to $78 on the top end, but if they're fleshy, light fleshed or thin cows, they are being priced back. And into these slow or short-eared, short-framed second-cut cattle, they are being discounted extremely hard at some places. This is Grant Barnett reporting. Let's have a great afternoon.
And the latest pork prices for both brand and moose jaw plants, $178.65 per CKG. Coming up, the Resource Report.
This is the Saskatchewan Resource Report on 620 CKRM. Here's Jim Smalley.
Now the Resource Report, brought to you by Olympic Buildings. See them for ag buildings, riding arenas, hay barns, and more. Build with confidence. Olympic-buildings.ca. This week's public offering of Saskatchewan Crown Petroleum and Natural Gas Rights generated $760,000 in revenue for the province. This is the fourth of six oil and gas public offerings and brings the total to $5.3 million. The Estevan and Swift Current areas generated the majority of the bids. The Estevan area received $363,000 in bids for 39 parcels, totaling 6,400 acres, while the Swift Current area received almost $210,000 in bids for 15 leases, totaling 5,500 acres. The highest bonus bid was $85,000 for a lease in the Lloydminster area. This lease went to Lacadena Land Company and is prospective for heavy oil in the Manville Group. The highest dollar per acre received was almost $310 an acre for an 80-acre parcel near Estevan. Villanova Energy bid $25,000 for the parcel, which is prospective for oil in the Mydale beds and Frobisher beds of the Madison Group. The next provincial public offering is December 1st. Today is the final day for the Clean Farms drop-off of unwanted farm pesticides and livestock medications. There are four locations across southern Saskatchewan available today. There is no charge to farmers to drop off the obsolete farm pesticides or livestock medications. Today, the drop-off locations are Ceylon Pulses Ag in Ceylon, Richardson Pioneer in Cornac, Synergy Ag in Lumsden, and Pioneer Co-op in Swift Current. On the markets, North American stock markets tumbled lower in late morning trading amid ongoing concern about rising COVID-19 rates. The TSX Composite Index was down 177 points at 15,493. In New York, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 405 points at 26,254. The Canadian dollar traded at 75.01 cents U.S. compared with 74.91 cents U.S. on Thursday. The December crude oil contract was down 63 cents at $35.54 a barrel. That's the Resource Report. Stay tuned for the closing grain prices at 1:45 this afternoon and an AgriNews report at 3:45 p.m. Monday morning, there's another AgriNews report at 6:45 a.m. That's Saskatchewan Agriculture Today. I'm Jim Smalley. Good afternoon and good...
You've been listening to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today with Jim Smalley on 620 CKRM. If you missed any of today's broadcast, download the podcast now online at 620ckrm.com. Saskatchewan Agriculture Today, now starting after the 12 o'clock news on your voice for everything ag. 620 CKRM.